Parshas Vayechi, Beis Tfila, Tovshin Ein Vov. Vayikrvu Yemei Yisrael Amus. Vayikra Levnoi Leosef Vayomeloi. Yisrael's days are coming to die. And says Yaakov, V'shochavti Mavoisai, I'm about to die. Please bury me in Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash over here says, "Vayikurvu Yemei Yisrael Amus." Quotes the Medrash, the pasuk in Divrei Yomim, "Ki geirim anachnu lefonecha." We're like geirim. Medrash quotes another pasuk, "Ki geir anoichi." Imcha Teshav. What's the connection between Vayikrvu Yisrael Amus to Ger Anoichi, that we're Gerim? Says the Eitz Yosef, the Perush on the Medrash, that the Ikka Yomim of a person's main days are the days in the world to come. Those are internal days. The days in this world are ger anoichi, we're gerim. We just pass it, we just travel through, pass by, till we pass away. Vayikrvu Yemei Yisrael Amus. When Yisrael is about to die, the days are coming. The real days are coming. The days are not waiting for him. The real days of Netzach Netzachim, the Yemei Yisrael are waiting, they're coming near. Because he's about to die. We tend to learn the pasuk the other way around. His days are ending. But the Medrash is learning, Vayikrvu, they're coming, they're waiting, here you are. Yaakov, they're waiting for you after all the toil you've done, years in this world, they're waiting for you. Vayikrvu, Yemei Yisrael Amus, they're coming near. Zog the Medrash, because in this world we're ger anoichi, we're just gerim over here. The Medrash continues, quoting the pasuk. In Divrei Yomim, Ki geirim anachnu lefonecha, Ki seil yomeinu al haaretz. Like the shadow on the ground. Says the Medrash, V'halavai ki tziloi shel koisel. Halavai, like the shadow of a wall. Or like the shadow of a tree. Those shadows, as much as they're just a shadow and they pass away, but they're there for some time. A shadow of a tree is there for some hours. The shadow of a wall is there for some hours. Halavai. Elo ketziloi shel oif b'shashu pareach. We're like the shadow of a flying bird. Have you ever seen the shadow of a plane? You ever seen that? Sometimes a plane pass ahead and you can see the shadow on the ground. In a second later, it's on the next mountain. That's our shadow. Not ketzilo of a koisel, and not ketzilo of an ilon, but tzilo shel oif b'shashu pareach. Of a passing bird, that's what our life is like. That's what the Medrash says. The Alter is a bit bothered by this Medrash. Is it fair to compare a life to a passing bird? Why? Passing bird. We live a life, Baruch Hashem, 70 years. In Bikvur Shmoyim Shana. Could you call it a passing bird? Is that fair? Are we not like the... Are we less than a Tzila Shel Ilan? Why do Chazal equate us to a passing bird? Baruch Hashem. L'orech Yomim Toivim. Why are we so negative? Pessimistic. A passing bird. Says the Alter, This is to be found in the Or HaShaz in Parshas Veschanon. We find that Chazal call the Olam Haba is called Li Verachta Yomim Lo Olam Shekuloi Araich. In Mitzvah Shiluach Haken it says Lemani Tavlecho Verachta Yomim. Say Chazal, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Dimani Tavlecho Lo Olam Shekuloi Toiv. You do a mitzvah, you'll get in the world that's full of good. Let me understand the contrast. In this world, even you have good, it comes with Ogmas Nefesh, and you have disappointments. The world to come is the Olam Shekuloi Toiv. That we understand. But then Chazal tell us, Varachta Yomim Lo Olam Shekuloi Araich. What does that mean, Kuloi Araich? A world that's completely eternal. What does that mean? It's Olam Araich. It's Ein Sof. Why is it called Kuloi Araich? Answers the Alta. Chazal are teaching us not defining time, but what do we get out of this world? There's a famous saying that's now a song. V'avar ayin v'asid adayin v'ahoyve keheref ayin. The past is past, has gone. The future is still yet to come. V'ahoyve, and the present is keheref ayin, like the blink of an eye. Oh, Mordechai afterwards is going to a concert, sing it for us. Meaning, of course we live Shivim Shana, but what do we get out of the world? We live the moment. How long is the moment? It's one moment. Because what was, has gone. What is to be, hasn't arrived. What is a moment. It's keheref ayin. Person eats food. Some geschmack of cakes, rogalach. It's geschmack, right? It's only from the mouth to the throat. Once it's past the throat, nikmar. You can take another one. Okay, the same thing. And then, what are you left with? Grated stomach. But all the taste is gone. So is it, nikmar. Mashenken. In the world to come, it's a oylem shekuloi araich. Because since the world to come is not restricted to time, so from the first second, you taste the end. It's not just hanor, a pleasure of that second. Since it's beyond time, you're tasting the olam now. From the first moment, you're already tasting forever. That's olam shekuloi araich. Not that will be long. It's right now to the Orech. Not a concept we can understand because we are restricted to time. And that's what Chazal is teaching us. But Yikavu Yimei Yisrael Lomus. The Ikar days are not this world. This world we just passed through. It's the world to come, that's the Ikar. Here we're like a ger. Yimeinu Ketzel Oiver. What type of tzel? Not the tzel of an Elon. Not the tzel of a Kaisel. A cell of a passing bird. What do you mean? But we live for 70 years? No, but what do we get out of the world? We get out of the world is we're just seconds, moments. A cell over, a passing bird, and a passing bird, and a passing bird. Because of our ayin, it's gone. What was, it's finished. Nimar, it's over. Osid, what? You have no osid right now. Don't get out the osid right now. And the hoiver is keheref ayin. That's what Chazal is teaching us. Of course, the message is that we, to realize what Oyam Haza is, it's just moments. and it's all terrifying, it will disappear. But we could use the Olam Hazeh in the moments we have to be koina. We could use it for Torah and Maisim Tovim. We can be koina the Olam Shekulei Aroich. Every second in this world is an opportunity to have the Olam Shekulei Aroich. That's the message, that's what we learn. And therefore, B'zad Hashem, we'll have the Yimei, the Yikrevu Yimei Yisrael at the right time. We'll have the real days for you waiting for us in the days of the Kulei Aroich. Yaakov Avinu requests very strongly from Yosef, bury me in Eretz Yisrael, don't bury me in Mitzrayim, swear to me about it. Says Yosef in Perek Mem Zayin Pasuk Lamed, v'shochavti im avoisai. This is what Yaakov requests. V'nosasani im Mitzrayim, I'm going to die. Take me out of Mitzrayim, ukvotani bukvorosan, bury me with my forefathers. Vayoymar, anoichi ese kidvorecha. Says Yosef, his response is, anoichi ese kidvorecha. There seems to be an extra word over there. What's anoichi ese kidvorecha? Ese means I will do as you say. What's the extra word? Anoichi ese kidvorecha. Says the Medrash, quoted in the Das Kenim. The Das Kenim about our Tosfos, they quote the Medrash. And so, says the Medrash, Onoichi, comma, Eseket Vorecha. Onoichi means, I also want to adopt the idea. Onoichi, you know what? I want for myself as well. I also want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Eseket Vorecha, as well, I'll do what you say. Onoichi is about myself. Eseket Vorecha is for you. And indeed, Yosef also asked to be buried. He says, Alisem, and says, Moitza Itchem. He also wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It's a bit strange. Yaakov Avinu is asking, demanding his last request from his son, bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Take me out of here. What does Yosef answer? Onoichi. Yeah, it's a good idea. I'll do that as well for myself. Sounds very selfish. Doesn't sound appropriate. That's what you tell your father first thing, even before you respond to his request. If you would say, I'll do as you said, and you know, good idea, I think I'll do it for myself as well. So he says, first of all, me, myself, I'll do it for myself, and what?
Royalty, he's a king.
Yosef?
Yosef.
Okay, he's a king. But still, he should say to his father, I'll bury you first, and then I'll do it for myself. He has to mention himself first. He wasn't requested to mention himself. It wasn't part of the question. Yaakov said, bury me. He should say yes. Yes?
There's no more selling from Yaakov to Yosef. So it's a he's relaxing the matter. So he's saying, you know, great idea, I'm going to say it. That means there's no more trying to convince. He understands how important it is. So he's more.
In line with that. I like your idea. So in the Sefer Meir Derech, he quotes the aside he heard from this Mashgiach, from Rav Meir Chodosh. Rav Meir Chodosh has the aside. In Kibud Av, the relationship between a father and son is that the father likes to be the Mashpia, the giver. That's the way, that's Tevra Olam. Parents like to give to their children. But for parents to be dependent on their children, it's not Kederach Olam, it's not covered for the father. That's nature is, parents want to give and help and build their children. But for them to be dependent on their children, they don't feel comfortable about that. We find that he makes this surge from when Yaakov came to get the brachas from Yitzchak, and Yitzchak told him, go and bring me a seh I'll have a meal. I'll give you a bracha. And Yaakov came in. In Perek Chof Zayin Pasuk Chof, says Yitzchak, "Vayom Yitzchak vel bnoi, mazah miharto limtzei bni. How did you come back so fast? Mazah miharto limtzei bni. You came so fast." Vayomer, and Yaakov answers, "Ki hikro Hashem elokecho lefonai. Had mazel. Hashem brought things my way." You know, it would be more appropriate. Yaakov would tell him, "Kus, what do you mean? I did whatever I can to fulfill your wish. Avata, I was terer for you." Why did he have to say, "Oh, I just happened to be chance"? Someone comes to your house and he sees a big birthday party. "What's so nice of you to have a make me a birthday party?" "No, b'mikra, I just felt like it. We just happened to have leftovers and we wasn't for you." Says, why do you say Hikra Hashem lekach lefonecha? Say, we did it for you. Said Rameh Chodosh, here we see the aside. A father doesn't want to feel dependent on a son. Doesn't want to feel that his son was terah for him. So Yaakov said, "I'll keep it off. It wasn't a big effort. Hashem made it work out for me." So therefore, that's what's happening over here. Yaakov is dependent on Yosef. He's requesting Yosef, "Please get me out of here." It was a very difficult task. It wasn't poshut. Paro wasn't going to concede. It was a big request. And he's asking, he's begging Yosef, "Take me out of here." It's a big tircha. It's a father, it's unnatural. A father doesn't want to feel dependent on his son. Talk to Yosef. "Oh, Noichi, I want to do it for myself." Therefore what? He's telling his father, "It's not a tircha for you, because I want it for myself. And listen, since I also want to be buried in Chutzlar, I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, if I will dare not bury you in Eretz Yisrael, could I even open my mouth and ask my brothers to bury me in Eretz Yisrael? Can you imagine? If I would ignore your request, I'll be so embarrassed, I won't even dare to raise the topic and ask my brothers to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. A chutzpah. He didn't bury his own father. He wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Hypocrites. Svak Yosef. Oh no, Yuchi, I want it for myself. Feel that. It won't be an effort for me. It's kedai for me as well." The message is that when you do a chesed many times, if you want to do it the best way, you shouldn't let the recipient feel he was a burden on you. Some time ago, a few weeks ago, I was standing at the bus stop on the way to come to Ramah. No bus. And the tzaddik stops the car. The tzaddik is called Yoshiach, that's his name. And he was picking people up. He was just driving people around. Stopping. He needs to go, "Let me take you. Where do you need to go to? I'll take you." And he was just for the chesed. He was driving people around for chesed. So whoever gets on, he says, "Thank you for coming with me." And before the person leaves, he says, "Thank you for coming with me." He was thanking him, "Shkoyach, that you agreed to come with me." They are bali tzedakah. So when they give that tzedakah, they tell the oni shkoyach, "You are mezakeh me," which, by the way, is in line with what Chazal say. Because Chazal say that the chesed the oni does for the oshi is greater than what the oshi does for the oni. The Oshir, so the Oni is giving him 20 bucks, but the Oni is giving to the Oshir Oilem Habo. You're making a simcha. And you need diras. In the frum world, People ask each other, can I borrow your dira? You're going away, can I have your empty dira? I was told in the secular world, it doesn't exist such a concept. Once the taxi driver told me that, he said, end of akasa, end of akasa. There's no such thing as give your dira away to anyone else, even to neighbors. Lo kayam. But anyway, so you're making a simcha and you hear that their plane is going away for Shabbos. So you phone him up, say, can I heard you're going away, can I, any chance I could borrow your dira? Only bring 25 kids. If you say that. So, a guy could say, I'll think about it, maybe, perhaps, I'll speak to my wife, blah, blah. Nandi says yes. Or the guy could say, do you know what? Yeshua Koyach, we're going away and the deer is empty. We needed the house watch, someone to be there. We don't want to break in. How does the guy feel? He feels he's doing a chesed. It's the Ba'azira. It's all. A person wants to do chesed in the best way. It's a matter of thinking the recipient shouldn't feel that he is being helped. Rather, he's helping. And the same thing with the Machnosis Orchim. It depends on Oreach, but many times, if you have a guest and you spent money on a meal and you tidied up the house and you made everything perfect, if the guest will realize that you did tircha for him, what's going to happen? He's going to run away. He wants to run away. Many times a guest, if you're lodging in someone's house and you see they're going crazy about you and having these lavish meals, and you know that's beyond their standard of living, so you feel uncomfortable because you feel that they're going out of the way, they're being terer for you. Many times the guest, of course, depends who he is, but a guest will feel comfortable tafka. They shouldn't feel the tircha. He's a burden on the family. Have the regular meal. He feels comfortable to stay. Okay, that's the story we learned. The anoichi asek et vorecho. I want it for myself. And don't worry, asek et vorecho. I guarantee you, I'll do what you want, and therefore you feel comfortable. Later on in the parasha, we come to the brachas to Menashe and Ephraim. Yosef comes with Menashe and Ephraim in parasha Memches. Ephraim, Menashe is the bchor. Yosef expects Menashe to be blessed with the right hand. Yosef sets it up that he puts Menashe to his left, so he should be to Yaakov's right. And what happens? That Sikel es Yodov, Yaakov crosses his hands and puts the hand he puts the right hand on Ephraim. And we get the bracha which we say every Shabbos. We say, "Yisimcha Elohim k'Ephraim k'Menashe." Question is, what is special about Ephraim and Menashe? What's unique about Ephraim and Menashe? For Doros we bench our children with Ephraim and Menashe. Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, "Adrabba, if Yaakov tells Yosef that all the children that were born till I come, they will be get their own shevet. All the children were born after I come to Mitzrayim, they don't get their own shevet. Adrabba, it's a lihem, Ephraim and Asher lihem. Adrabba, the ones that the children are around when Yaakov is present, they should be more connected to Yaakov than the children who were born before Yaakov comes." Says Rav Moshe, it's to be found also in the Tfas Emes, that chinuch has to be, when you mechanech a child, it has to be lasting even when the mechanech is not around. If a child behaves himself in front of his rebbe or in front of his parents when he's with his parents, that's not a raya, he's mechunuch. When the child will be by himself, when he grow up, it'll be independent and still act the proper way, you know he got good chinuch. So therefore, any grandchildren that are around when Yaakov is around doesn't mean that they acquired the yisoidus of Yaakov. But by Menashe and Ephraim, who were born before Yaakov came, they never knew Yaakov, and still the Menashe and Ephraim, they obviously got the chinuch that came to Yosef, that Yaakov gave to Yosef, was successful in Menashe and Ephraim. Horaya, they grew up in Mitzrayim, and they still became Menashe and Ephraim without Yaakov. So they're lihim. Do other children who were born when I'm around, it's not a raya, I don't know. I don't know if the chinuch I gave them made an impact, a real impact. That's a famous mahalach. So therefore we bless our children, we bless them that the chinuch we give them should continue. There shouldn't be a ridas hadoros. In the chokhmas matz hamatzpun, he has a different interpretation. What was special about Menashe and Ephraim? He says there's an amazing thing happening. Menashe is the b'chor, and Yaakov ignores the b'chor and puts his right hand and gives the ikar brocha to Ephraim, the younger son. Yosef was upset. Right? Vayar and Posse Yudzayin, Vayar Yosef ki Yoshis Oviv Yadimino Arosh Ephraim, Vayira Beinov. It was bad in his eyes. Vayayim Yosef and Oviv Leichain Ovi, Kizabchor, Simimin Haroshoi. He corrects his father, what are you doing? What do you mean? Who else should be speaking over here? Who should be banging on the table? Menashe, right? Where's Menashe in the picture? He's the poor. He said, what's going on? I'm the poor. You can't be mevazeh me in front of my brother Ephraim. What's going on over here? Say something. It's been quiet. Not say anything. When Yaakov sees that, then Yaakov says, if that's the case, when Yaakov sees the way Ephraim, way Menashe behaves, that there's no kina, he's not jealous of his own brother, then Yaakov is the bracha. This is the bracha of Adoris. After all the churban that happened with the kina of the brothers, against Yosef, Vaikanu Bo'echov, and the brothers were jealous, and all the churban that happened, and then we see the koyach of Menashe not to be mekane, that's the bracha of the Torahs. You know, sometimes things are not equal. Everyone's equal, but some are more equal than others. Who said that? What? Anyway, famous saying, we're all equal, but some are more equal than others. So, you have in the family, you have these situations that might the parents want to treat everyone equally, but some children get more equal than others. So, and what happens? Kina and sinna, which destroy everything. As Mrs. Shoim writes in Perek Yudalev, that was the Chet of Koirach, and the Meraglim, all came out of kina. So it came out of, they were jealous. That destroys everything. But once, the bracha we give our children is that we should be able to build a Jewish family and be with Ephraim there without being jealous, even though he should have been gutting the first. He had what to be mekana about. And if that's the case, then we'll be zeicher to the Binyan Bayis Bemhera Bimeinu, which all was destroyed out of Sina and Kina. That's what it was destroyed about. Sinas Chinam. That would be the tikkun. That's what the Chochmah Samatzman says. We see a tremendous gadlus of Menashe who wasn't jealous. On the other hand, it says Sikel es Yodov. What does the word mean, Sikel es Yodov? Says the Chizkuni, Loshen Haskel, Seichel. Because really, Yaakov shouldn't have been crossing his hands. What should Yaakov have been doing? He should have switched Ephraim with Menashe. Put Ephraim by his right hand. That's what he should have been doing. Yaakov held. Ephraim was the one to get the bracha. So he should switch him around. But Sikel es Yodov. Why? To respect the poor. Cannot keep Menashe up poor. At the end of the day, you don't want to hurt Menashe more than needed. And Malasot, you have to give the bracha. Yaakov knew that the right one was to give the bracha to Menashe, to Ephraim. But to hurt him and publicly moving around, Sikas Yotov did it. He left him where he is. And just moved his own hands. So on one hand we see the gadlus that Menashe wasn't jealous. On the other hand, you don't want to push it. As much as possible, even you have to embarrass someone, be sensitive to minimize it as much as possible. So therefore Yaakov chose the Sikel es Yodov, says the Chizkuni. The Haskel, instead of moving them around and making even more outright the Bizoyan to Menashe, therefore Yaakov Sikel es Yodov. Later on in the parasha, in the bracha of Yisachar, Vayar menucha kitoiv v'sa'oret ki no'imo v'yeit shichmoy lisboil v'hi lemasei veit. He sees menucha is good, and then he toils, lisboil, he suffers v'hi lemasei veit. Says the Baruchim in Das Torah, we think that what is the ultimate way to learn, the best way to learn, is to have nice Beis HaMedrash, to have good drinks, good food, good air conditioning, good lighting, geshmaka chairs, new svarim, you name it. If that's all, if we have all that, then we can learn well. No phone calls. Then things go, that's the best, that's the ultimate. The menucha, says Yab Ruchim, it's a big mistake. Because if you are totally on the gashmias, if you're dependent on the physical, he compares it to someone who tries to pour, he wants to extinguish the fire by pouring oil on the fire. For the first 3 seconds, the fire will go down. But after that, fire will be even stronger. He compares it to a person who's thirsty and drinks salt water. For the first split second, he feels good. But after that, he's more thirsty than he was. If your Torah is dependent on the physical, then you don't have real menucha, because you're always dependent on the physical. It's totally badavar. If you're lacking anything, but the more sport you get, the more you're accustomed to the physical comforts, so anything missing will make you jump. Real menucha, if you're independent of the physical. So why was the Torah given in the Midbar? The Torah should have been given in Eretz Yisrael, each tachas gafnu, tachas teinosai, when things were good, we had their own land. Why is it in the place where v'yancha v'yarivecha? Why is it over there we get the Torah? When things are tough, in the desert, boiling hot, Why? Because that's, you want real menucha in Torah, it has to be your independent. You take a soldier, when they train soldiers, they train soldiers for the day of battle. And a good soldier is someone who could, in any situation, he can stand straight, focused, and be ready for any situation, easy or hard. That's a good soldier. And how does that, so when they train them, they train the soldiers, they take away their comforts. They make them difficult, they make them walk treks for miles in harsh conditions and sleep in the field. Because a good soldier is not dependent on anything. In any situation he's ready and strong. So therefore, says Rabbi Rucham, the Torah is teaching us, V'yah menucha ketoiv. To have real menucha in Torah, it has to be that all situations in life, if you stay focused on the Torah and you're not affected, and therefore, the yet shichmol is born to disconnect from the physical, to be not to be dependent, then you have real menucha in Torah. But if you're dependent on Torah, on the physical, then you're an eved. If anything's missing, slightest thing, you can't learn anymore. Anything disturbing you, you can't learn anymore. Let us be zeicha to be real soldiers and be so focused on our Torah that nothing will affect us. Bezat Hashem, our next shiur will be discussing, we see the Avos Eretz Yisrael we have in the parasha, how Yaakov Avinu wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. We'll be discussing, I see in Haredi papers adverts for these tiulim to Romania, very cheap deals, 700 euros, you get everything, you get a nice heksha, a nice hotel. Is it permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael to go touring to Europe? Thank you very much. In 5 minutes time.